And I'd like to welcome now to the program Jill Felice. She's founder and program director of Assistance Dogs of the West, and Linda Milanese, who's executive director there. And graduation is this coming Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Greer Garson Theater. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thank you.
And I'd also like to introduce the Labrador Retriever, Lee, who is on the floor with his with her assistance costume. What a wonderful assistance dog.
She is. She's a great assistance dog. She hasn't found her person yet, but she's working on it.
So Assistance Dogs of the West, I think we have you on just about every year to talk about what this group does and to talk about the graduation. But you basically provide dogs for people with various disabilities. What are some of the things that you use the dogs for?
Well, this Wednesday, the dogs that are going to be graduating, we have some interesting dogs graduating this year. We have a dog who does hospice care volunteer work, and that dog is for grief, trauma, and loss. So the whole mission for us is having dogs that can support people in whatever they do in the world, whether they have a disability or if they're helping a person who has a disability.
And so a dog who is a grief, trauma, and loss counselor will ask you how you feel?
In a dog way.
In a dog way.
And help you feel better in a dog way.
It's amazing what, I mean, just in terms of that relationship, there are people who somehow find it easier to cry to a dog than to another person or to somehow open up. I don't know why that is.
I think it's because it kind of reminds anyone of their child within, that really amazing creative part inside of them. When you're with a dog, they help you remember and imagine.
So what are some of the other functions that these dogs, roles that these dogs play?
We'll have dogs who are graduating with an occupational therapist, and they are dogs who are co-therapist in a practice. So they are fully trained service dogs who work with a number of different people throughout the day. So instead of just working for one person constantly, they'll be working with 8, 9, 10 people in a day.
Ah, very interesting. Because the model that I've known in the past is people who have basically you own your assistance dog, and that dog will open the cupboards and bring you your keys and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
We have some of them, too. And those are mobility assistance dogs. And there are a couple of them that are graduating this year as well. We have one medical alert dog that is graduating this year.
What does that mean?
This particular dog works for a child. And when the child... his particular condition, when it's necessary for the parents to know what's going on with him, the dog will actually alert the mother or the father.
And the dog is able to sense that?
Mm-hmm. Smell it.
Smell it.
Because they've got, of course, such a great sense of smell compared to us.
Right, right.
So what happens at the graduation?
What happens at the graduation? ADW trains dogs for people with disabilities in a very unique way. We use students in the school systems how to train dogs. And we also have after-school programs and summer programs. So the kids who have been working there for the last year, and some even children longer than that, they're going to graduate their dogs to the folks who are their new owners. And so it marks a graduation ceremony, a closure for us at ADW, and it starts a beginning for their new work and their new world.
And it must be so great for the kids who are learning to train dogs, because that's a skill not only that you use for the rest of your life, but I think it must be some kind of a discipline for them as well, just as people.
They learn a lot about themselves. They learn about training. They learn how to teach another being, how to learn something. They learn focus. They learn leadership.
Consistency.
Consistency. Oh, it's far-reaching. And when you talk to the kids, one child that I can tell you about, he feels that the reason why he got into the college that he got into was because of Assistance Dogs of the West. And it was about the fact that he had had 8 years of doing volunteer service work to put on his resume.
Ah, interesting.
Which kind of separated him out from the rest of the students that were applying to this college. And he said, you know, my grades weren't that great. You know, I wasn't on the forefront of getting into that school. But he really feels that because he chose service, he was able to really excel in getting into the college that he wanted to get into.
Linda Milanese and Jill Felice are with Assistance Dogs of the West. And once again, the graduation is this Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Greer Garson Theater. For more information, you can call the Lenzig box office at 988-1234. A wonderful event and a wonderful group to support. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.